House come to order. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Does any member fail to register his presence? Clerk may take the quorum.
Thirty-four present, six absent.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the following representatives are excused from the call of the House today. Representatives Cooper, Davis, and Wallace. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Mr. Speckin, were you seeking the floor?
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Mike Byrne be excused from the call of the House today.
With no objection, Mr. Byrne will be excused. Mr. Cooper, the chair, I'll note, is with us. Please rise for prayer by Reverend Dale Sarlis, Episcopal Church.
Let us pray. Our Lord God, in the face of near tragedy when that airplane didn't quite make it safely into Ketchikan an hour ago, we bring you thankful hearts that your hand and the skill of the captain and crew has so strongly preserved the lives of those persons on board. We pray for doctors, nurses, police, firemen, the Coast Guard, and so many others who are watching and working on behalf of the injured. Grant them diligence in meeting this emergency. Be present, O merciful God, with relatives of those who were on board. Stand beside those who need healing. And make us all sensitive to the shortness of human life, and alert us to see the ways in which we may raise one another up rather than beat each other down. The Almighty and merciful Lord bless us and keep us. Amen.
Mr. Gardner. Without objection, so ordered. Would the clerk please certify to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 83rd and 84th days.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 83rd and 84th days.
Without objection, so ordered. Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, the press has been good enough to give us an Associated Press bulletin regarding that airline's crash, and for the information of the members who may not have had all the details that are available, I'll read the first couple of paragraphs on that. An Alaska Airlines jetliner carrying 41 persons overran the end of the runway at Ketchikan Airport in light rain and snow today, slid down a sloping slide of a 60-foot ravine and caught fire, authorities said. Several injuries were reported, but Alaska State Trooper Sergeant John Shover said it doesn't look like any fatalities. Shover said passengers were evacuated from the aircraft after fire broke out in the cabin following the crash. The Coast Guard said the plane broke into three parts on impact. Shover said the aircraft came to rest 300 to 500 yards from the edge of Tongass Narrows. The airline spokesman said the Boeing 727 was a flight, and the number is illegible here, but says from Juneau to Seattle, Washington, with an intermediate stop at Ketchikan's airport on Gravina Island.
This brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests to be introduced to the House? Mr. Gardner. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, there are listeners here from Juneau and from Haines as well. First, from Haines, Lisa Horton, Fran Scharenbeck, and Cheryl Chambers. And from Juneau, Diane Gendel, Debbie Germain, Deidre Rozier, Cynthia Tyndall, Laura Marlin, Kimberly Wigginton, Gina Chalcroft, and Laura Lee Mitchell. And their leaders are Sharp.
Mr. Elias.
Mr. Speaker, we have three scouts from the former capital of Alaska, Sitka. We have Tammy Sharp, Akiko Ikonoi, and Veronica Howard.
Mr. Specking.
Speaker, I'd like to give a little bit of special recognition to one of the Girl Scouts from Juneau. Lori Lee Mitchell is our staff assistant's daughter, and she's been very helpful in providing me with some additional Ever Dupois through those cookies that she makes available.
Mr. Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, we also have some members of the League of Women Voters with us today. They're visiting both the House and the Senate. They're in Gallery A. Merle Botke, Anita Barnes, Mary Lou Knickerbocker, Joy Jameson, Gloria Way, and Martha Morris.
Mr. Gardner. Any other guests? Does the clerk have messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk have messages from the other house?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk have general communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Concurrent Resolution 111 relating to a change in the designation of boundaries of health service areas under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do not pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Sullivan, Chairman, concurring in the majority report, Sullivan, Ostrowski, H. Byrne, and O.C., and Hackney. Having no recommendation, Osterbach. Signing DuPass, Parr, and Swanson. House Concurrent Resolution 111 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 442 relating to game refuges and sanctuaries under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 442 Judiciary and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Bradley, Specking, Cotton, Parr, and Eliason. House Bill 442 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 844 increasing the license fee for financial institutions under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee report it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman. Signing do pass, Bradley and McKinnon. Signing do not pass, Kelly, Fisher, and Urian, and Rudd. Rode. Having no recommendation, Rudd. House Bill 844 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Commerce has had Senate Bill 577 amended, relating to the legal rate of interest on leases of personal property under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee report it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, signing DuPass, Urian, and Fisher. Having no recommendation, Bradley, McKinnon, and Rudd. Senate Bill 577 amended has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 125 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee relating to the acquisition and distribution of consumer information concerning dentistry.
HESS.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have bills for introduction.
House Bill number 893 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to general obligation bond bills and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 894 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the practice of dentistry.
HESS and Judiciary.
House Bill 895 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 896 by the Select Committee on Education, an act relating to the sick leave bank and providing for an effective date.
Education and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the daily calendar. The clerk read the first item on the daily calendar.
House Bill number 442 by the Judiciary Committee, by Hirschberger, relating to game refuges and sanctuaries. The Committee on Commerce Resources has had House Bill 442 under consideration. The members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 442 and that it be reported out with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, Signing do pass, Anderson, Smith, and Rode. Signing do not pass, Hirschberger and Eliason. Having no recommendation, Swanson. Having no comment, Huntington. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 442 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 442 Judiciary and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Bradley, Specking, Cotton, Parr, and Eliason. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
No objection. Objections noted. Is there any discussion? The question is, should the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
The Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 442 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
No objection. Committee substitute for House Bill 442 is advanced from second to third reading, placed on final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 442, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to game refuges and sanctuaries.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Anderson.
Just want to make one comment. I think the action of the House that we're going to take today is ill-advised, inconsiderate, and I just don't have the words to describe how badly I feel about what we're doing today. Thank you very much.
Is there any other discussion? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 442 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 7 nays, 6 excused.
Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 442 has passed the House.
Does that have an that doesn't have an effect on date?
Clerk, read the next item.
House Bill number 700 by Gardner, Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Haugen, Malone, M. Miller, Naughton, Specking, and Rode. An act making a special appropriation to the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 700 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, concurred in by Anderson, Hirschberger, Eliason, Osterbach, and Huntington. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 700 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Greening, Haugen, Naughton, Itta, Duncan, Buchholz, and Malone. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, in the absence of amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 700 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
With no objection, House Bill 700 is advanced from second to third reading, placed on final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
House Bill number 700 by Gardner, Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Haugen, Malone, Miller, Naughton, Specking, and Rode. An act making a special appropriation to the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Gardner.
Mr. Speaker, I might just explain this bill. It's real short, and this is the same bill that we had introduced last year. It was the funding for the Water Resources Revolving Fund that the legislature did pass and create. And this would put money into the fund so that communities or utilities who were interested in both hydro and water supply projects could apply to get those projects started this year. And I think the Finance Committee report House on page 804 of the journal explains the intent of the Finance Committee. They had under consideration, I don't know that if they pass it out, Mr. Duncan's bill, I think it's House Bill 779, which would create an Alaska Power Authority. And in the case that the legislature did decide to create that power authority, it probably would be good reason to fund these proposed hydroelectric and water supply projects through that mechanism. And the letter of intent on House Bill 700 states that the Finance Committee would recommend that $2.7 million of this fund be transferred to such an authority to loan through that program if it was created by the legislature. But at this time, this would go into the Water Resources Revolving Fund since it is already on the books.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall House Bill 700 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 5 excused.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 700 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
There are no objections, so ordered. Clerk, read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill number 735 by Hackney and Fisher. An act relating to defrauding hotel, boarding house, campground, trailer court, bar, or restaurant operator. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 735 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, Fisher, Urien, Rudd, McKinnon, and Freeman. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 735 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Bradley, Cotton, Parr, and Brown. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, unless there are amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 735 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There being no objection, House Bill 735 is advanced second to third reading, placed on final passage. The clerk read the bill for the third and final time.
House Bill number 735 by Hackney and Fisher, an act relating to defrauding hotel, boarding house, campground, trailer court, bar, or restaurant operator.
Bill is before you for discussion. Mr. Hackney.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, a couple of years ago, the legislature passed a bill that that had to do with the defrauding of hotels, boarding houses, bars, or restaurant operators. And there was a kink in the law that indicated that there was no particular law against defrauding such operators, and that didn't seem to be too good an idea. All this does is add campgrounds and trailer courts to that law.
Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to compliment the two sponsors for providing this legislation for us. As everybody might remember, why there were two pieces of trailer court legislation that came before us a month or so ago, and it's the feeling of myself anyway that this is this rounds out the equity package, at least for trailer courts, and I think if all these pieces of legislation are passed, why we've addressed the business community as well as the consumer, and Alaska will be in a unique position of having the best of all possible worlds. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall House Bill 735 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Any member failed to vote, clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 6 excused.
House Bill 735 has passed the House. Clerk, read the next item.
Speaker, may we at ease?
House will stand at ease. Order, with the clerk read the next item.
House Bill number 749 by Bradner, H. Byrne, and Miller, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for community schools and providing for an effective date. The Select Committee on Education has had House Bill 749 under consideration. Four of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, signing do pass, Osterpak, Davis, Parr, and Ostrowski. Having no recommendation, Hackney and Swanson. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 749 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 749 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Duncan, Malone, Greening, Buchholz, and Guy. Haugen has no recommendation. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, Finance Committee substitute is adopted. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 749 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, Committee substitute for House Bill 749 is advanced to second, third reading, placed in final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 749 by the Finance Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for community schools and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 749 is before you for discussion. Mr. Speckman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I have been a supporter of the Community Schools Act, but I would like to state that I'm a little bit surprised at the price tag. As I recall, we didn't fund it last year. We made some minimal funding. But the my question is that I would like to have a better understanding of where the $834,000 is going to go.
Mr. Greening.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last year, when we passed the Community Schools Act, it provided that a district that is eligible for funds may receive up to one-half in the first year, that would have been in last year, one-half percent of its school foundation entitlement. The second year was 1%, the third year 1.5%, and the fourth year 2%. The original bill provided for a 1% of the total school foundation amount. So that was $1,600,000 approximately. What the Finance Committee substitute does is to reduce that approximately by a half, and it's based on testimony we had from the community education coordinator, who indicated that not all the schools are ready to go, both in the REAs and the districts. So that would provide, the Finance Committee substitute would provide about $573,000 for the districts and $261,000 for the REAs to use this money for their community school programs. And there has been quite a bit of interest, but last year it was funded only to the amount of $160,000 in the free conference on the budget, and it provided for planning grants only. And now a number of the schools would like to get into operation, and the program coordinator indicated that this would be the minimum that would be ready to go. So there may be some that might be ready to go, but we're funding it at the minimum level in order to enable those schools which definitely are interested and have some programs in mind to go ahead. This was the promise that was made last year, at least the purpose of the bill when it was passed, but it wasn't fully funded last year, and it's not completely funded this year, but it is based on a high degree of interest.
Any other discussion? Question is, should committee substitute for House Bill 749 pass the House? Any member failed to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 7 excused.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 749 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause as well.
Hearing no objection, effective date clause is adopted. House Bill 749 has passed the House. Will the clerk read the next bill?
Mr. Speaker, do we have
Mr.
an
Cotton. Please? House will stand at ease. House House come to order. Will the clerk read the next item on the calendar? Mr. Speckin, you were seeking the floor.
May we refer to introductions?
Without objection, we'll revert to introductions, Mr. Speckin.
Speaker, I noticed in the gallery behind me a very lovely Juno lady that has been a hostess line of education.
Mr. Yorian.
May we continue to revert to introductions of guests?
We may.
Mr. Speaker, it's not often that I have the opportunity to introduce a constituent of mine in the gallery, but today in Gallery A is a longtime friend and neighbor of mine from Anchorage, Earl Miller.
The clerk read House Joint Resolution 65.
House Joint Resolution Number 65 by the Finance Committee, relating to the National Postal Service crisis. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 65 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Wallace, Fisher, Parker, Miller, and H. Byrne. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution Number 65 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
No objection. House Joint Resolution 65 is engrossed. Be advanced to second and third reading, place and final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
House Joint Resolution Number 65 by the Finance Committee, relating to the National Postal Service crisis.
Resolutions before you for discussion. The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 65 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? The clerk may close the roll. Any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 5 excused.
House Joint Resolution 65 has passed the House. Will the clerk read the next item on the calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 484 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to abandoned motor vehicles. The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 484 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Wallace, Fisher, Miller, and McKinnon. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, read the First Amendment.
Amendment number one by the State Affairs Committee. It's quite long. It's printed on page 670 and 671 of the journal.
Mr. McKinnon, we'll waive reading of the amendment. Mr. McKinnon.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number one.
Objection is noted. Mr. McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, what amendment number one does is rather than tying the towing and storage charges in a specific fees set by law, it allows the charges to be set by the ATC in the tariffs that for the operators.
Amendment number one is adopted. Clerk, have other amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, if there are no further amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 484 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There are no objection. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 484 is advanced for second to third reading, placed in final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 484 amended by the House, by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to abandoned motor vehicles.
Bills before you for discussion. Mr. Freeman. Without objection, we'll have the committee report read again.
The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 484 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Wallace, Fisher, Miller, and McKinnon.
Mr. McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, as you know, there was an interim committee on revision of the Motor Vehicle Code. Unfortunately, they haven't had the, or weren't able to introduce an entire revision, and portions of their work have been introduced as separate bills. And this is one of those bills that simply revises the existing statutes on abandonment of motor vehicles. And if there are any specific questions, I can try to answer.
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like, through the chair, to ask a question of the sponsor. I notice that Section 100 on page 4 gives municipalities the authority to establish ordinances on these things. I wonder if they are limited to the time frame which is in the basic law at the beginning of the bottom of page 1, or may the municipality change those lengths of time?
Mr. Speaker, there's no specific requirement that they adhere to the time frame set out. Their ordinances would have to be generally the same as the state statute, but there are no specific requirements that they be identical.
Mr. Specking.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm very much in favor of the legislation. I do have a question as to relating to vesting of title on page 2, line 29, and on the following page. And I'm specifically concerned about the length of time of 10 days that's in the Act. Could anyone comment on that?
What page is that, Mr. Speckin?
Mr. Speaker, that's on page 2 and page 3, line 29 on page 2 and beginning of page 3. I would like to state that I'm a little bit disappointed that the Judiciary Committee didn't get a look at this. But that is one question that I have that's so worth to stress, the length of time in the investing in investing of title under 2811050.
Mr. Speaker,
McKinnon.
That time period is the same as existing law. I'm not sure whether it's a proper time frame, but it is the same time limit that we now have on the statutes.
Any other discussion? Mr. Cotton.
Yeah, well, a further question on that same subject, Mr. Speaker. Does that mean 10 days after the person receives the written notice, or I'm not sure exactly how that would work. Also, I got another question on page 3 under the disposal section. Paragraph 2 says that by private sale or relinquishment. What that means to me is that the department can just let the towing company keep the car after 10 days. Am I right there?
Mr. McKinnon. Section 40 does say upon receipt. Mr. Cotton.
Well, I guess my question, maybe I could state a little more clearly. On the disposal section, it seems like the department can impound the vehicle, and then at that point, they don't really have to hold an auction. All they have to do is just let the person that came and towed the vehicle away keep it as far as taking care of the charges. I'm not sure that that's bad or anything. I was just trying to clear it up in my own mind. It seems like there could be some possibility of abuse there.
Mr. Bradley.
Yeah, we have a brief at ease.
House will be at ease. House come to order. Mr. Miller.
See, a popular bill, Mr. Speaker. It's wanted by other committees. So I'll move and ask unanimous consent that this bill be taken from today's calendar, referred to Judiciary Committee for action, and returned to this body within 1 week.
Hearing no objection, then the bill is sent to Judiciary Committee to be returned to the House for next Monday's calendar. That brings us to the end of our daily calendar. Unfinished business. Is there anything to come before the House? Mr. Anderson.
I'd like to serve hopes of reconsideration of the vote on committee substitute for House Bill number 442 Judiciary.
Your reconsideration is noted. Is there anything more under unfinished business? Special orders. Committee announcements. Representative Sullivan.
Mr. Speaker, House Hess will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock to discuss House Bill 665 relating to health systems agencies.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, on adjournment today, the House Resources Committee will continue discussion on House Bill 808, and that's authorizing statements and made available at home sites. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we're not done with that.
Work on the general government and development categories in the budget.
Mr. Cotton.
Community and Regional Affairs will meet tomorrow morning at 9. House Bill 883, Establishment of Group Homes.
Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House Commerce tomorrow at 8 a.m. And because of the newfound interest in Senate Bill 702, we'll have that up.
Mr. Gardner. Mr. McKinnon.
State Affairs at 1:30 on House Bill 887, Physicians Employed by the Division of Mental Health, and Senate Bill 313, Junkyards.
Any other announcements? Mr. Miller.
Speaker, if there are no further announcements, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection. We're